Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. When Sophie came outside to talk to Rob, she said, I need to start wearing my bucket hat again. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And I did think about it. I have a really nice bucket hat.
It's an okay. I think really nice bucket hat is an oxymoron. I think it's a decent bucket hat as far as bucket hats go.
I think I might get a fancier bucket hat.
Oh, please don't.
Really? You really don't like bucket hats?
You tried. You gave it a good effort. You really tried for that 1 week to rock the bucket hat.
I am going to rock the bucket hat again.
Guys, we posted a video. Well, you did a whole podcast on the Patreon of the bucket hat.
Yeah, it's a great bucket hat.
And then on social, there was a clip of it. And people did support your bucket hat.
It's great. It was just $10. You can't go wrong.
Well, we got it at CVS, guys. Maybe that's what I'm reacting to more than anything, is it's the fact that it's a CVS bucket hat.
It's great. I was a little drunk when I bought it.
Sure were.
But I loved it.
Yeah.
It's double-sided, too.
I'll be honest. I like it more than Sophie's bucket hat.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where are they selling nice bucket hats these days?
Zara.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a thing.
I only have one in my cart.
Oh, boy. I didn't know it was a thing. I thought you were just clamoring for days past. It used to be a thing, like in the 90s.
It's a thing. Mm. It's a thing.
Everything comes back.
Especially, like, you need to protect your head from the sun.
True.
And you can look stylish on top of that.
Well, one of those things is true. Anyways, we're not here to talk about bucket hats. I'm sure it'll come up again sometime soon, and maybe you'll even see Teresa in a fancy new bucket hat.
I might get a fancy new bucket hat.
What does it look like, the one in your cart, just so I can prepare myself?
I think there is one that's like a denim, but black.
Okay.
Pretty cool. There is one that's made out of the same material as like those brownish hats. Those,
sure, the canvas.
Yeah. No.
Oh, like, straw?
Yeah. Great bucket hat.
As long as you don't have one with like a marijuana leaf on it, because that was...
I think I'm too old for that.
That's what was frequenting my high school hallways. It was just the bucket hat with like either a smiley face or a marijuana leaf.
That's both for the stoners, right? Like the stoners club.
That's exactly right. I think they called it like a stoner hat. Do they call it a stoner hat?
And now it's a bucket hat and it's a fashion statement.
It sure is a statement. It's a fashion faux pas, but all right.
Guys, don't listen to John.
Maybe I'll start wearing a bucket hat.
Go for it. I'll support it. But you have a bigger head than me, so I don't think we can share.
No. All right. We're not here to talk about bucket hats. Here to talk about happily ever after. Before we do, real quick, a little business. We're on Patreon. We're on Supercast. What are we doing over there? You might not know because it's something new. It's a new season. Other way.
Oh, yeah.
And what a season it is. We're getting a lot of new couples.
Mm-hmm.
One returning couple that we can't get enough of.
Only one?
Sorry, Prince County. One we can't get enough of. And two, we've gotten too much of already.
Yes.
What is her name?
Her name Statler. Blah, blah, and Dempsey.
Yeah, Statler and Sarper, like kind of similar names. Two very different people.
We love Sarper, we do not like Statler.
Yeah, haven't seen them yet, but so far the season's off to a great start. So if you want to hear our thoughts on that season, come on over to the Patreon, come on over to the Supercast, starting at the Cousins Club level.
Yes, and already, guys, no Statler.
Sarper?
Sarper is turning into a nose designer.
Oh, you can't,
and this was just episode one.
What does episode two have in store?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Exactly.
Yeah. So patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.supercast.com. Come on over. It's ad-free. It's business-free. There's none of this upfront talk. There's a special chat on the Patreon. It's a good time. So come on over there. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram, @MarriedToRealityPod.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, over there, you can talk to us. You can call in. You can share your thoughts. We want to hear from you guys. We love when you share some by the ways with us. So make sure you're following us on Instagram, @MarriedToRealityPod, so that we can hang out together.
Yes.
Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as Dallas's Eagle costume, because that was my favorite.
Who's? Oh, Dallas.
Dallas.
Dallas's?
Do you even watch the pageant?
I thought you said the lasses.
No, Dallas's.
Oh, but I don't even know what that is.
Dallas is.
Like Dallas's, Texas?
No, like the costume that was worn by the girl named Dallas.
Got it.
Okay. It's the one in her 40s. It doesn't look.
It was the 60-pound eagle costume?
It was a 60-pound eagle costume.
Beautiful. All right, yeah. Smash like it's as hot as that.
I guess she's an American.
Proud to be.
I loved it. I think she's a winner for me already.
All right, well,
because of the costume.
We'll see. So smash like it's as hot as that. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, you guys know we're suckers for a little love. If you could leave us a review, that'd be awesome. If you leave us a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Yes.
All right. That's the business. Before we get into this episode, what do you say we do a little 90 day, by the way?
Let's hear it, because I helped you with nothing this week.
I know. You helped me a lot last week.
Yeah, I thought that it's your segment, so you should do some work too.
All right.
So I just did not even send anything to you.
All right. Well, let's see how I did on my own then.
Well, let's hear it.
By the way, number one, I think 90 Day Fiancé has reached like a new level of popularity.
Okay.
A new level of importance, a new level of fame.
Continue.
You know TMZ. You've heard of the news outlet TMZ. They've posted articles in the past about 90 Day characters, right? They've done a write-up here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But the other day, TMZ actually stopped Shekinah on the street and interviewed her.
What?
Yeah, like this is what they do when like Pete Wentz or like John
Pete
Mayer
Wentz.
Are like walking down West Hollywood and they're like, oh, John. Like they stopped Shekinah. Put a camera on her face, and they were interviewing her. I'm like, this
is
next level. The topic of conversation was mainly Sarper and the 2,500 women that Sarper slept with. And Shekinah's basically saying, I think it's terrible in this day and age to slut shame somebody, judging somebody based on their body count. And she says, wasn't a good choice for him to do that, but it's in his past,
mm-hmm.
and he's different. And she goes, Props to him for sharing that with everyone. There's no reason to make him feel bad about it. He's an attractive man, and he took advantage of the fact that he could sleep with almost anyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was her nose? How was her nose?
So, two things I picked up on. Thank you for asking. The first and the most notable.
Noseable.
No. Leave the puns to me. She got a haircut.
Oh.
It's like shoulder length now.
That's what I'm thinking of doing,
no,
too.
No, you're not. You know, leave something to come out of the bucket head a little bit.
Okay.
You know, one or the other.
So if it was between me rocking a brand new bucket head and me cutting my hair, you're good with a bucket head.
Bucket hat.
All right. Guys, you heard it here first. I'm going to save this episode. I'm going to play it to him whenever I put on my bucket head and John makes a comment.
Yeah. Okay. So she got a haircut. Looks good. She was wearing sunglasses, so it's always kind of hard to inspect the nose when someone's wearing sunglasses because like it frames the nose and it makes it look different.
So how did they recognize her? I feel like if someone doesn't have a distinctive look, especially in Hollywood when everyone's like beautiful and fancy, it's like I would have a hard time recognizing a celebrity even if they sat next to me.
Yeah. And
unless
being,
you look like you look. Like in the movies and stuff, like I think I would literally walk past you.
Yeah, you're being generous with the term celebrity too with Shekinah. I don't know, maybe she called ahead. Like there's always that thought that celebrities call ahead and say, oh, I'm gonna be here, come
Oh, interesting.
Take photos of me. But her nose looked different. Also, all I'm going to say is her nose looked different.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that because who am I to pass judgment on somebody's nose?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So Sarpra did design the nose.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yikes. Yeah. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. So there you go. Shekinah on TMZ. Google it if you're interested. And it's a good reminder. We are covering The Other Way on the Patreon and Supercast.
Yes. And it's a lot of fun. Only one app so far. Well, the other one's tomorrow. Excited. Yeah. Yeah. But it's been amazing.
So far, so good. All right. And by the way, number two, Rose of Small Ed and Rose.
Too small, Ed.
Taking a little heat.
Ooh.
She recently posted on Instagram that she's starting a new business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so far so good. She's opening Rose's Vape Shop.
Interesting.
Yeah, she posted about it and she posted a video and she wrote a caption and she was like, dream big, follow your passion and work hard towards fulfilling it and it will pay well. Is vaping her passion? That's my first question. Dream big and follow your passion.
I don't know if vaping is her passion, but if vaping is something that people want to do in the Philippines and there is lack of vape shops, I mean, she took an opportunity.
Right. There's a little white space.
She turned it into a business. Yeah. So why not?
Here's the comical thing about it. So she posted a video along with this caption and it's her and some other people like renovating the space that the vape shop's going to be and painting the walls, putting in flooring. It looked more like an arcade to me than any place I'd want to buy something. But the video is set to this motivational speech. There's like anthemic, dramatic music playing. And it's like the keys to success. Just doing it even when you don't know what you got to do. People who succeed do shit. People who don't just talk about it. I'm like, you're opening a vape shop. You're not joining the Marines.
No, but is she opening it in Manila or?
I don't know. It looked like the Philippines, I think.
Well, yeah, but I was thinking like in a big city, like a small town.
I don't know.
I mean, good for her. If people vape in the Philippines and there is not enough shops, it's bad for you, obviously.
And that's why she's getting the heat.
Yeah, but if she's not going to open it, someone else will. So
sure.
Honestly, if you think about it, all the industries that are bad for us, bad for the planet, are the ones who makes the most money. Cigarettes, alcohol, everything that creates pollution.
Yeah.
Everything that ruins the environment makes a shit ton of money.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either way. Have some own, have a little autonomy and responsibility for yourself. And if you think vaping's bad, don't do it.
And it's like, it's up to you. Like if you don't want to vape, don't go there. Don't buy it, right?
That's what I think.
So, I mean, good for her. Hopefully, you know, it'll be a successful business.
Yeah, good luck.
It's addictive, so I'm sure she'll make some money. People love things that you get addicted to, unfortunately.
I don't know if that's how I would phrase it, but they're addicted to it, so they keep doing it.
Yes. So it's not like, it's not a one-off thing.
Yeah. All right. There
good
we go.
For her. I once got addicted to avocados. I was really bad. I could not stop eating them for a few weeks. And then I get off of them.
You just quit cold avocado?
Yes. And now I still like them, but I don't eat them that often because I'm nervous that I would get addicted again.
Wow. Yeah, you're playing with fire over there. God forbid.
It was the thing that I was boycotting avocados for a while because I was like, I've tried them once as a kid and I hated them. Then I moved to the US and everyone was doing guacamole. And I'm like, absolutely not. It's greens and avocado. I'm not eating this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I finally had it and it changed my world. And then for weeks, I kept just making guacamole every single day. I was just eating a shit ton of avocados.
It guacked your world?
Yes.
Wow. How'd you know you had a problem?
Because I could not stop. I was like seeking, I wanted to go to Mexican restaurants all the time.
Yeah.
Just guacamole. I was making it at home, putting avocado on everything.
Yeah. This is why I love this podcast because sometimes I just put things down, like a by the way here or by the way there. And I'm like, let's see where this takes us. And then it takes me to a place where I learned that my wife had a guacamole addiction.
Yeah, like a bad one.
Yeah, yikes.
Yes.
All right. Is it time to move on?
Let's move on.
Let's do it. The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, happily ever after.
Question mark.
Season 8, episode 17.
I think it's winding down. Although we still have a few couples out there, like vacationing, dealing with families, arriving to the US, trying to win pageants. So we'll see how many more we have.
I can't imagine going more than 20 before a tell-all. Like, I can't imagine 3 more.
They can go up to, I can see them going up to 22 and then tell-all. So you hit 25 total.
No, crazy.
You got to bank all the money. Like, this is a good season. Like, it's a solid season with some good stories.
I think so. Some people are over it, but I think it's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you get over certain things, but I'm enjoying it. The only couple I don't love, I hate to say it, it's Patrick and Thais. And the reason why is because they're a real couple. And their biggest issue is that Carlos isn't friends with Patrick.
let's start with them then. Let's get it out of the way because we have a 3-hour drive. A 3-hour drive.
John and I, we drive 3 hours to eat lavash.
To eat lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 hours is nothing.
Nothing. But they're driving to Janaruba. I took notes.
Nice. That's your job. I'm glad you did. Say it again, because that was nice.
Janaruba.
Nice.
I think.
It's like if I went to Aruba.
Yeah, but you go to Janaruba.
Ah, got it. Yeah. Yes, this is their vacation from their vacation.
Yes. A lot of pressure on Patrick to get along with Carlos. But so far, the only one who's getting along with Carlos is John.
Yeah, the intent of this vacation is like a family therapy vacation.
Yes.
Like an immersive vacation, exposure therapy, just like expose yourself to what you don't like and hopefully you'll end up loving it.
Yeah.
And so the idea is John and Thais will figure their shit out and Patrick and Carlos will figure their shit out. I thought it was so awkward for 3 hours that Carlos was riding shotgun with Patrick.
Yeah, for sure. Especially because Carlos keeps asking about John. Oh, does John speak any Portuguese? No, but he knows words like slut. And Thais told the story about the friends. But it's not a turnoff for Carlos. If he learned that Patrick did that, Carlos would be like, absolutely fucking not.
Well, that's the thing. Is we do see John and Carlos bonding, but it's crazy to me because if Patrick did the things that John did, or let's just put it this way, Carlos would not want John to marry Thais.
No.
So like he's having a good time with him. Like he's a drinking buddy, but you would not want John to marry your daughter, Carlos.
No. I think Carlos wants Thais's man to grow a pair and just try to bond with him, which is what John is doing.
It's that, but I also think Carlos knows if he bonds with John, it'll kind of piss Patrick off. And so maybe that's why he's doing
Maybe. But yeah, they're kind of bonding in the car. That's not it. Because they arrive, they could do bad. And we wake up in the morning to this wholesome scene of Carlos and John bonding over a couple of coconuts, trying to speak English, Portuguese, communicate. And then you hear Patrick and Thais on the inside preparing for the day. And they're like, are they bonding?
Yeah.
How are they friends? They don't even speak the same language.
Just chopping it up over a coconut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no pressure there. There's no stakes. It's just like, yeah, let's hang out and have a good time. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's for sure. And they're going to hang out on the lake, which is this kind of like a, what do you call, describe it? I lost the word. It's not a boat. It's a...
Oh, it's a dock.
Dock. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a stationary pontoon.
Yes, it's a stationary pontoon.
Yeah.
We learned something interesting about Thais. She's terrified of water, like any water.
This is interesting because she says she won't even go into pools. How did you live in Vegas and not go into a pool?
Maybe she does, but like into the pool that you can stand.
Like, no, because she said, or Patrick said, like, oh, she's scared that even if she goes into the shallow and the wind will blow her into the deep end.
I'm with her on, I'm terrified of dark looking water and oceans with all the sharks and stuff.
Yeah.
Lakes kind of scare me too. I don't want to swim in lakes, but I'm good being on the lake.
Okay.
But lakes also have all these weird streams underneath that it killed that one actress. She was on Glee. Not that I ever watched it, but she was swimming in a lake and the stream got her and she drowned.
Really? Well, yeah, lakes got some icky stuff like milfoil and some other things and,
yeah,
and weird fish. But
I think a lot of dead bodies. There is every lake has at least one dead body.
I would say at least one.
At least one. So yeah, lakes are fun for me. I would paddleboard on it. I can float on a floaty near the, like near the dog or something.
Okay.
But I would not just go on the lake.
Would you water ski?
No.
Really?
No.
All right.
I mean,
you're missing out.
Maybe I would, but
missing out.
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say. I also once touched a fish.
Yeah, they kissed you.
Yeah, they kissed me and I don't know if I want to go through it again.
Understandable. It's pretty traumatic.
Yeah. Yes.
So, all right. Carlos, you want a cerveche? You want a cerveza? A cerveza? How do you say beer? Carlos is like, yeah, beer me a cold one and a soda.
Yeah. So John goes to grab some beers. He didn't even ask Patrick if he wants one.
I know. It's whatever. It's two bros now versus
Patrick. And it's awkward because Patrick is trying. He's like, so maybe, Carlos, we can go fishing later. No fishing? Jet ski?
Yeah.
No? And Carlos is like, I don't want to do any of this.
Yeah, and that's the thing is he's just trying to ice Patrick at this point. He's not making the effort. So now Patrick is making an effort.
No.
Carlos, you got to meet him halfway. Go tandem on a jet ski. How cute would that be? The two of you just sharing one jet ski.
I also think that Patrick, and it's not his personality. He's not like John, but he should be more like, hey, Carlos, I'm going to get some beers too. Like, let's chat. You want to walk with me? Like, he needs to be friendlier.
Right. It almost seems like it is pulling teeth to get Patrick to try to bond with Carlos.
Yeah.
But because they have a negative history.
Yeah.
John has no history with Carlos. No. It's all fun and games.
John is just wild.
I'm glad John's there. I'm sure Carlos is.
Because he's the one that like lightens the situation. Otherwise, when John went to grab the cervezas, it was so awkward.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what happens.
Let's see.
Let's see what happens after Carlos gets a couple pops in him.
Mm-hmm. Carlos looks so young. I can't take how young he looks.
All right. You keep it easy. Take it easy.
Not my type, but then I look at Thais, who's a mom, and I realize that Carlos is a grandpa, and it hits me. I'm like, he's such a young grandpa.
True. What a gilf.
Yeah. It's like my uncle, you know, Uncle Radek?
Yes.
He became grandpa at like 43.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very young.
Yep.
All right.
No, younger. He was younger.
That can't be true.
No, he just turned 50. He's going to be 51.
Yeah.
And Toby, my cousin's son's going to be 10. So at 41.
Hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's move on.
Speaking
of grandma, speaking of meemaws.
Please keep it under certain. Please keep the sound under a certain level because it's very late.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. I've trained myself not to even do it. I'll try
So, Angela and
Margo.
Yes. So, we pick up where we left off. Angela arrived home saying hi to the kids and Scala and all the dogs. I didn't know she had like two or three dogs.
Before we go any further, just a moment of silence for
Michael.
No, although I still think he should have made a run for it at this point. Moment of silence for that selection of wall art in that house, because Angela's decor, it looks like a kindergarten classroom meets a portrait studio meets a bowling alley.
The whole house should be on the show. Was it Extreme Hoarders?
Uh-huh.
That house, and she just bought it a few years ago with her fame money. The whole house is such a mess. I would not even like, if I stepped in, I would need to leave because I would get this massive anxiety.
She uses her walls like they're a refrigerator. Like, you know how some people just put like random shit on their fridge? Like, she has report cards on her wall, I feel like, and magnets and photos. Yeah. And
I mean, she has no style, we know it. I guess at least it's from her grandkids, so there is a level of care that she has for the kids.
Sure.
But the house is a mess. Imagine living in that place.
No, I absolutely could not.
No.
My skin would be crawling.
No, yes.
So they're all sitting around and Angela's like, Michael's going to get that visa. Don't you worry. Are you guys upset that he didn't come? Like, he's sad. And Skyle's like, yeah, of course he's sad. He's been trying to get here forever. But I guess it's not meant to be.
Yeah, Angela's like setting up the stage because knock, knock. Who's here? It's probably the luggage. Ma, it's too late for the luggage.
Yeah, well, it's not the luggage.
It's Michael in his American jacket that it seems like he's never going to take off because in the intros, he's wearing it. He's still wearing it.
Dress for the country you want.
I guess. He should have worn the 60-pound American Eagle costume.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine that entrance? Look at that for the parade of costumes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Michael comes in. The kids are going nuts.
Nuts.
The kids look like David Blaine just performed a magic trick on the streets of New York. They're just running around screaming their
heads
off.
David Copperfield?
Well, sure. If you want to show your age.
I used to watch him on TV. It was wild.
DC or DB?
David Copperfield. I don't know the other guy.
David Blaine? What a master.
Sounds like the guy who drives NASCAR, Blaney.
Ryan Blaney?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Our Southern is showing.
Michael's like picking up the kids one by one.
He's like weighing all of them.
It's so weird.
It was very strange. And then Angela started a chant. Like she started, the whole house like started chanting like, who's the best papa? Michael is.
Yeah. And then she's doing the, what do you call this?
Oh.
All the kids were doing it.
Dabbing?
Yeah. Then Angela was dabbing. I'm like, what is happening in this house? And Michael keeps picking up the kids. This is so weird.
And then Michael, take off the American flag and put on a hazmat suit because you're going to get a tour of the house.
Before they give gifts to everyone, all these slippers for the kids, this bag for Skyla that has names of countries and cities from around the world that Michael picked for Skyla.
Yeah.
She seems to like it, or at least pretend.
I think she's pretending.
I think she's pretending too. Kids are happy. Everyone's happy. So Angela's like, let me give you the tour.
Michael,
the tour of the mess.
Michael was loving it. He's like, two refrigerators, multiple light switches.
AC.
American flags as far as the eye can see. This place is perfect.
Well, until he enters Angela's room or just, it looks like a trash can.
It does look like a trash can. I mean.
It looks like a room that you just put stuff in that you don't want and you just don't go there.
It does look like a storage closet or like a rat's nest or something. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine how it smells?
Oh my gosh.
Every episode,
I'm sure she smokes in the house too.
100%. Yeah. Every episode, I see more and more why Michael made a run for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were like, how dare he leave her? Look at where he was sleeping.
And
then picture yourself sleeping there for more than a week.
It's funny, like we as a community, as a 90-day community, we all are against all the scammers, right? We hated Mohammed for like abusing Danielle. And I mean, it was fun to watch. Not the abuse, but just the whole thing. But we hated the other Mohammed with Eve, that he took advantage of her. Louis with Molly. We hated all these scammers. We were like, oh my gosh, these women, they get with these scammers who take advantage of them, stay in the US. Everyone on social media is like, Michael does deserve this.
Well, nobody else earned it the way Michael earned it.
Nobody else earned this than Michael did. So like,
and before you
no
call
one's giving
in,
him any shit.
Before you call in, yes, there's a few of you guys who don't support it. But I would say it's like 95% of people are like, hey, Michael earned this.
6 years of abuse from Angela.
I think seven.
Or seven. I think Michael, he deserves. He has a place in America.
He needs asylum from Angela.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I consider the running away from. He was getting asylum from Angela.
I would love to see him on The Single Life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would love that so much. And I would love Angela on the same season.
Oof. No more Angela, please. Did you see the sign on her wall? You probably couldn't throw all the clutter.
No.
It said, no stupid people.
So why is she dead?
Precisely. All right. Let's keep this train rolling. Let's talk about Sophie and Rob. And Sophie's at the club with Kay. Can I get a triple tequila pineapple? What in the hangover hell is a triple tequila pineapple?
I think it's three shots of tequila with pineapple juice.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. I don't even think triples are legal. I've never once seen or heard someone get a triple.
No. No.
Double. All day, every day.
But guys, if you want to drink pineapple juice with something, pineapple juice with Malibu, it's delicious. But you have to have one. If you have more, you're going to have a massive headache.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience.
I used to live on Malibu.
Malibu and pineapple juice?
Just Malibu. You don't need anything. Malibu is flavored like vacations.
I used to drink Jägermeister and Red Bull. And I was bouncing off the walls every single night.
That's classic.
I used to be like, we used to go to clubs around midnight or 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I used to come home at 6 to the point my mom texting me like, can you pick up Rohliki on the way home? Hoping you are on the way home. Yeah. So I went like from the club to the store, picked up fresh Rohliki, gave it to my parents, went to sleep, woke up for lunch. That was my life.
Europe.
Bouncing off the walls on Red Bull and Jägermeister.
Yeah. Well, Sophie's got three shots of tequila and are trying to drink away the fear of Rob in Kansas City.
Yeah, because she's like, well, I hope regardless of the situation, he stays faithful to me. Well, okay, you said she has no regrets of moving out, but you still want him to be faithful and everything. You left him.
Yeah, I know. It's a tricky situation. He should stay faithful because he's currently married.
Correct.
But yeah, Sophie's not doing anything to encourage good behavior. And Kay is not doing anything to encourage this.
Well, Kay really shows her colors because she's like, I'm not, don't tell this Sophie, but I hate Rob. Sophie, she's my bitch. She's my girl. She's my other half. I'll marry her so she can stay.
Yeah, she's like, I'll do whatever is needed. She's my other half. I love her. Like, in a perfect world, I'd marry her. Whoa, all right. You really just laid it all out there. Mm-hmm. We see you, Kay.
Yeah, this is a bad situation. And I know we all hated Rob on their initial season, but now, yes, like, he's doing some stuff at the club too, trying to get enjoying the attention of the ladies. But at the same time, he's been trying and she keeps moving out, bringing Claire into the the mess. And I don't like Rob, let me just put it out there. But there is a part of me that I did feel bad for him because he's in this limbo where his wife keeps constantly moving out. And when he's trying to have a conversation with her, she brings her crazy mom.
And
then leaves again. And he's like, what am I supposed to do? Then she calls him on his birthday when he's trying to have fun and says, I love you.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It was a little off to me that Rob's like antenna went up that she said she loves him and thinks that's a manipulative move. It's like, no, it's your wife. She should love you.
Well, I think he felt that way because she probably doesn't say it often and it's been a while.
Okay, you're married.
You are married, but why isn't she in KC with him?
Well, that's a whole other issue.
Why didn't she say, hey, Rob, it's your birthday. Let's do something together. Let's try to reconnect.
No, you're right.
She said nothing. He hasn't heard from her in a while. And so he went to see his family and friends. And now she calls him when she's drunk on three tequilas at a club and says, I love you.
Yeah, drunk mind speaks a sober heart.
Correct, but I do feel like I could not be in that situation. Like if you moved out of our house and you went to live with Ted, that would be it. I would be like, you left me and you live with Ted. Well, then you have to stay living with Ted.
Yeah, no, it's clearly a messy situation.
Think about it. If I did that, that would be it.
I know, but if the goal is to get back together with her, don't then be suspicious when she says, I love you. Like, that's what you're hoping for.
But it's like the third time she left. It's not like,
then break up already.
Yes.
Well, don't try to make it work. And then when she says she loves you, be like, oh, well, this is weird. It's like, I thought that was the whole point is you're trying to make it work.
Again, he was drinking too. She was drinking, right? So let's go to the club in KC because Rob is outside and Julia, the bottle girl, was really trying, asking for his number, trying to kiss him.
Yeah, kissing him on his cheek.
Yeah, and Robbie's like, oh, you know what? Like, I'll be back inside. I still have a bottle. I'll come finish it. So I'm glad he's not like caving in immediately, although he's being like tickled. He's like, there is this beautiful girl who gives me an attention. I haven't had sex in a long time. Sophie doesn't want me. She keeps leaving me. Like, I don't know what to do.
His friend was like, I can't believe he's not taking advantage of this. This is every man's dream. What is, sir, to cheat on your wife? Like, he's married. What is he not taking advantage of? What is every man's dream?
A bottle girl?
Yes, I guess if you're single and desperate.
True.
Not when you're married, it's not every man's dream to cheat on their wife with a bottle girl.
No, but again, his marriage is not, it's not like, oh, they're happy and Rob and I with buddies and this happens. It's like Rob is miserable and he's been miserable for a long time.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he behaved because then we would hate him again.
I don't know if he did.
No. You don't think so?
My spidey senses are going up. So we see this scene. Mm-hmm. He says he's going back in with Julia. He's going to finish that bottle, get even drunker, right? And then we see him in Texas, and a producer's like, tell me what's going on. And he goes, I feel like I can't do it anymore. I reflected on the last few days, and I can't get anywhere with Sophie. He banged Julia. That, to me, that means that's a guilty conscience talking. That's I cheated, and now I need to break up because I banged Julia.
I don't think he did. I think he... And the reason why I said because he said, Sophie called him when he was in KC in the club, very brief, said, happy birthday, I love you. And it's been a few days, he hasn't heard from her at all. She didn't text him, hey Rob, when are you coming back? Hey Rob, how was your birthday? Ah, it was great talking to you last night. Nothing.
Did he try? Do we know if he reached out?
I don't know.
Exactly.
But she's the one who left him again.
I hear what you're saying. I think to me, from a guy's perspective, this seems like he did something. And now he's like, well, now there's no coming back from sleeping with the bottle girl.
I don't think so. I think he did nothing, but I think he realized like, I'm in this shitty situation with Sophie. She's giving me nothing. She doesn't want to be with me. I have other options. I need to end it so I can move on.
All right. Well, cut to an hour later. He rolls up to Kay's. Mm-hmm. And he calls Sophie and he's like, I'm here. And she's already got this attitude when she answers the phone. She's like, why do you sound pissed? Why are you pissed? All right, I'm changing. I'll come out and I'll talk to you.
Yeah, like she plays it like nothing happens. Like they're going on a date and she's running late. Like,
right.
Dude.
Meanwhile, he's outside like, I'm about to break up with my wife. It's very scary. I don't want to make the wrong decision, but we've been teetering on this for a while.
Yeah. I really think that I don't think he cheated, but I think he really realized that he was close to it maybe. And he realized that there are other people in the world that want me and I'm sitting around waiting for my wife who clearly doesn't. Yeah. So why hang it on to something that's not going to work?
Well, she comes out in a bucket hat, making the divorce decision very easy.
You know what you said at the beginning of the podcast?
Yeah, better than cutting the hair.
Hair or bucket head? I'm going to finish my shopping list.
You do that. All right. While you finish your shopping list, I say we take a quick break.
Okay.
We will tell you about our sponsors for this episode. And when we come back, we'll go to Cameroon. All right?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back in a second.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And we're back.
Yes. Hello, Jonathan.
Yes. Hello, Theresa.
We're not going back to Cameroon. We're leaving Cameroon.
Well, we got to go back to leave.
Yes.
All right.
So they're packing, chatting. It's a little bittersweet leaving. Emily's talking about like they need to find a house in Kansas.
Yeah.
Is she living in Kansas or Missouri?
Kansas.
Yeah, Salina, Kansas.
She lives in Misery, but
by way of
Kansas. Well, they live with mom and dad. They're living
with a nice ranch.
Remember,
David is like an architect. Mom is looking hot in her age.
You're telling me. Kobe's less thrilled to go back and live with Lisa and David, though.
Well, but Emily says we should find our own house. We should look at our own place.
Yeah. Now you realize that?
Trying to save money and stuff. Like,
how about go get a job then if you're trying to save money, Emily? Let's speed this process up.
You know what some people say, that it's cheaper if the woman stays home, they have 2 kids, than paying for preschool?
All right,
baby
Alexi.
School, whatever you call it, huh?
I said, all right, Alexi. Yeah, it is cheaper. You know what's even cheaper?
What?
When your parents are watching the kids. When you live at home with your parents and your parents are watching the kids, that's the cheapest.
But are they, or are they still working? Mom takes care of the horses.
I don't think Lisa's working. With that glow, with that complexion, that's someone who hasn't worked a day in her life.
I guess.
David might still be drafting up some things. But
I think he might be. I think he has this little firm, or maybe it's bigger. I don't know. I think he has an architecture firm.
He might. Yeah, Kobe was asking to get in on it. Either way, that's where they're heading back, and Emily's excited about it, but Kobe's got some other thoughts.
He thinks that maybe, just maybe, they can move to Cameroon for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a year or two, because it's cheaper here, beneficial for the kids. They can buy a house in Cameroon, and the kids and Emily can learn more about the culture.
Emily disagrees.
Yes, because she says, I love it here. I love that I met your family and everything, but we live in the U.S. Like, we are lucky that we live in the U.S.
Yeah. And I hear where Kobe's coming from, but I do kind of think he's using the kids as a reason to stay.
He is. And as someone who also is international, although, yeah, I would never force you to live in Czech, because there is so many other factors that go into moving to another country.
Yeah.
That I don't even think he thought of.
No, he definitely didn't think of it. He's currently there. He doesn't want to leave. He's like, oh, maybe we should just stay. It'd be good for the kids. And it's like, yeah, eventually it would be probably great for the kids. Mm-hmm. But at this age, I don't know how much they're going to absorb. You're talking about just staying for a year or so.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what kind of Emily says. She's like, the kids are so little, they're not going to pay attention to it. Maybe let's revisit this when the kids are older.
Yeah.
But like right now, it makes zero sense. So I need to make a decision and say no. And Kobe's like, well, so now you make all the decisions.
No, you two together made the decision to go back to America. That's why you have a return ticket. And now you're changing your mind. So it's not Emily making the decision. But you've told me, I think you told me this, maybe, maybe not. Your aunt, who lives in the States, mm-hmm. and has 3 kids, mm-hmm. did they send the kids to check, like, for the summer, or?
Not my aunt, but remember my old landlord?
Yes. Oh, she did.
She did. But her kids speak fluent Czech.
Well, I think that's a nice approach, yeah. Kobe, to think about. Like, during the summers, send the kids to Cameroon for a month or two, like every summer.
She's a stay-at-home mom, so she comes with them.
Oh, she went with them.
Yeah, but I know other people.
Well, so is Emily.
I know other people throughout the Czech community that go the first week of the summer, bring in the kids, hang out with the family, leave the kids there, and then come pick them up at the end.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, and when the kids are bigger, they can fly with an assistant on their own.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
So, food for thought, Kobe and Emily. Valerie showed up to help them with their bags and get them to the airport, which was nice. Valerie's team, Kobe and Emily now.
Yeah, also because they have 59 luggage and doesn't fit in the car.
So, I mean, David's bringing back a whole new wardrobe, I think.
But when they're driving to the airport, Emily is like, Kobe, do you want to tell my parents what you told me about living in Cameroon permanently?
Yeah, Kobe wants us to move here. David is like, wait, what? Where would you live? Do you even have money to live here? And Kobe explains the same reasoning of like, yeah, well, I want the kids to learn the culture and live here for a couple of years. And
David's, well, Kobe said, I would do a business, like some business. What business?
I got businesses. He goes, yeah. There's definitely something I can rely on. That doesn't sound promising. There's definitely something I can rely on. Well, then tell me, what is it? Be specific.
And Emily, I like what she said. She said, I'm not saying no, but I'm saying to ever, but I'm saying no right now.
Yeah.
So she's like, let's revisit it. And same for Lisa. Lisa's like, let's scan it for now because you guys need to discuss this. You guys need to sit down and talk about all this. Like, let's not do it right now.
Yeah. I think that's the right move.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to, you're heading to the airport. Like, what are you going to figure out right now?
Turn this car around.
Yeah.
We're staying.
Yep.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on to Alexia and Lauren. Then the date night continues.
Yeah. And I don't think those sex sheets are working as planned.
No, because Alexia feels like Lauren just dropped the bomb and Lauren is asking him, I want your support. I want you to be my cheerleader. And Alexia got really mad about it. And first I was like, dude, like you should be your wife's cheerleader. But I didn't understand what he was actually saying. And he's going to explain in the morning that he said, that's all I am. And her telling me that I need to be something that I've been doing this whole time was offensive.
Right. At first I thought, oh, this is definitely a language barrier thing. Like she, like, cheerleader is very feminine.
Yeah.
And maybe he's getting upset. Like, why are you telling me I need to be feminine or be a cheerleader? But no, it was more just, I've been your cheerleader this entire time. Yeah. I've been taking care of you and supporting you and the family and the kids. And how dare you say otherwise? Yeah. My other thought was Alexi's dad came to the States to help out, right? Like, he came to help with the kids. And
it's more like, probably watch the kids and stuff. Like, he's older gentleman. I don't think he can drive the kids around and pick them up from school. Like, that's still on Alexi, right? He can maybe entertain the kids a little bit or put them to bed, but he cannot just do things in the US the way they can.
No, but my thought was just, okay, well, here's a man who's helping out around the house, right? Like, the reason he came was to support the home
and see the kids.
And see the kids, but that should just give Alexi the feeling that, oh, I can also help around the house too. Like, this can be a team. It doesn't need to be, I go to work, you stay at home and take care of the house. It's like, no, we can each do both.
Yeah.
So, okay, the next morning.
The date night continues in the morning because Alexi felt bad.
A date after the date to clear the air.
I love breakfast dates. You remember there was this period of time we could waking up super early, going out to have breakfast. It was so nice.
It was about 2 weeks where we would wake up at eight. At eight instead of late. And it was nice. You do feel like you get the day.
Yeah.
You get the day. Well, they have kids, so they're waking up probably super early every day.
Yeah.
So they go on this coffee date to clear the air a little bit. And Alexi's like, well, I freaked out. I just felt like the timing wasn't right. And about the whole cheerleader thing. I've been supporting you so much, and I was just upset when you said I needed to be your cheerleader because I feel like I have been your cheerleader, which it's understandable.
Yeah, and she gets it too, and she like appreciates it, and it's all good.
So Alexa just like, if you can merge the two, your professional life and your personal life, work life and home life, if you can merge those two, of course I'll support you.
Yeah. And that's all Laura needed to hear. So they just needed, it's sometimes funny. It's like you have these ideas, you bring it up to your partner and there is a tiny misunderstanding. It turns into something that shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
And then you sleep on it and you talk about it again. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Like we are on the same page. We just didn't communicate well.
Of course. Of course. All right.
All right. That was that little segment.
It's the parade of costumes.
What? Okay, what basement is this pageant held in?
Yeah, this is depressing to say.
Yeah, what are the grounds made of? Because if they're made of something that kind of reflects what it's held, it's probably plastic.
What do you mean?
The crowns that all
Crowns. I thought you said grounds.
No. Like, well, what is this pageant?
Yeah, and does winning this pageant really make you feel good about yourself?
I don't know.
This is not any sanctioned highfalutin pageant.
It's probably held at the same place as like illegal dog fights. It's like, it's dark, it's weird. I'm like, what is this?
It's definitely like a little moldy.
Yeah.
Like it's a little moist in that room.
I don't even think it's at like a Holiday Inn conference room. I think it's below the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, I think it's like going out of business sale and
this thing is just weird. But Panama is in the house, bitches.
Panama's in the house. Jasmine's in the house. I don't know what she was dressed as, like a peacock or something.
I don't know, but I love Jazz, but her costume was the worst. What was that?
I don't know. And she
how heavy was it? Doubt it was even 10 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, if we're judging by weight here.
Yeah.
The eagle clearly wins.
But all the other girls, like their costumes were like really like, they either bought them somewhere or made them. Like most of the costumes were pretty impressive, I have to say.
And nobody had their boobs out except for Jasmine.
Yeah.
Everyone else was like, all right, this is like a well-crafted costume. Jasmine was just like, poof, poof.
I think Jasmine going after Dallas. Everyone going after Dallas was just like, oof.
Dallas was the bald eagle?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
When she got in the 60-pound bald eagle costume, majestic. And the song was playing like the American patriotic song.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I got to go back and watch.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Then the interview portion.
Yeah, I did not understand what Jasmine was saying, but
this swept the nation in 2007. I don't know where you were or what you were watching, but the Miss Teen USA pageant where Miss South Carolina was asked a question and she was like, I believe that our education like such as the South Africa and the Iraq and everywhere such as, and it's like, she didn't make any sense. And I was like, this is very reminiscent.
I don't know about that. But so all these ladies are getting different questions from these crowned ladies who I assume were the winners from last year.
Uh-huh.
And Jasmine's questions was, what made you do this pageant? What an easy question. And Jasmine's like, I struggled. You know, I moved to the US for the first time. I struggled here with my identity and Thank you to my mom for being a strong Latina.
And also, I have wings and I fly for my dreams. It's like, wait, huh? What?
You don't have wings. Dallas had wings.
Dallas had serious wings.
Yeah.
You had a couple peacock feathers.
I almost felt like, all right, this is her. Now is the time to shine for her because she can say, I've struggled with my identity. I've struggled with alopecia, but I still feel like a confident woman and I just wanted to prove myself that I can do anything. That would have been a great answer.
Yeah, she kind of.
What did she say?
She kind of flubbed.
But she was happy about it. She was, this was amazing. I feel amazing. I feel like I can fly. I don't even have to wear the eagle costume.
Yeah. I mean, as Stefania I don't think did much better though. And they were like, are you a giver or a taker? She's like, I'm a giver and an advocate for animals. It's like someone just told her, like, just say animals and you'll probably win. Say you're pro animal.
It took her a little too long to answer she's a giver or taker.
Yeah. I don't think any of these women are the sharpest tools in the sheds. I mean, you wouldn't apply to be in this pageant if you had a good head on your shoulders.
No. All these other pageants, but those like legit beauty pageants. Like a lot of these women are like very well educated.
Except Miss South Carolina, such as.
Well, there was Miss Teen.
Like, true.
Like often, like I think the Miss who won like Miss Czech Republic last year, she was like a law student.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of them are not just, I've read that it's not just about being pretty.
It can't be anymore. This is 2024. They have to put a little more weight on intelligence and extracurriculars.
This was just about a costume, I think.
Well, we don't know who won yet, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, I don't understand this competition. Why don't you do it all at once? Why do you keep coming and going?
You know why, Teresa. Multiple days equals multiple paychecks for this woman who's running.
I guess.
This event.
Yeah. Well, Gino is in the audience because, again, he wasn't allowed for anything else. He's still taking videos.
Sure. You got to review the game day tape.
Yeah. He thinks that Jasmine did well, but she could improve.
Yeah. They went back to the hotel room to kind of debrief. There's a day left of this competition. How long is this competition? It's like 3 days, maybe?
Yeah, I guess.
Gino gave some feedback on the parade of costumes and feels like she did improve. And Jasmine takes some ownership, though. It's like, well, I wasn't my best because I couldn't stop thinking about all the things we've said to each other. So to move forward, I think we need to talk about it.
Yes.
Gino's like, well, I didn't say you sucked or you were ugly. And Jasmine's like, well, you made me feel ugly. And it's more than a beauty pageant. I'm talking long term. I'm talking about our marriage. And here we go. Things just start to spiral.
If I wanted to do a beauty pageant, would you support me or would you be like, what?
I would first be like, what? And then if you really wanted to do it, I'd support you. But it doesn't seem like you at all.
No, I would not.
You just want to wear a 60-pound eagle costume. You can wear that in the bedroom. Like, you don't need to parade around a weird Holiday Inn.
I mean, Halloween's coming up.
True.
I was thinking for this year's Halloween, we always have like a very cool couple's costume. I was thinking we can go do something more serious, like Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we'll go as the bald eagle.
And Gino? He's the bald eagle.
That's very true. We'll think about it. We'll think about it.
Imagine a bald eagle wearing a fedora.
Nothing can top our costume.
Michael and Angela?
Michael and Angela and the Groundhog Day.
That was pretty good. Where I held you for the Patreon video.
You held me so I can predict that's gonna.
You really?
We're gonna have 3 more weeks of winter.
You really went all in on the performance.
Did you see Paxton and Phil had 2 babies?
Really?
Yeah. I sent you the article a couple weeks ago.
You send me a lot of things.
I do. Paxton and Phil reproduced.
Good for him.
Yeah. He has a wife.
Wow.
Yeah. They live together in this large, nice, terrarium.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they reproduced.
Good for them.
Okay, back to Gino and Jasmine.
Yeah, Jasmine's like, do you understand why I'm here? I'm homesick. I have depression. You just reject me. And she's like, you make me doubt myself. And you say it so many times, I've started to believe it. I'm so desperate to have your attention, to have some validation that you're attracted to me. My husband doesn't make love to me for months. Do you know how much that hurts?
Gino. Well, I feel rejected because you uninvited me to the rehearsals.
I hear you, Gina. Yeah, he was like, he goes, she's getting uglier by the day to me. There's speculation that they're not together and that she's going to be on Single Life or someone. Like, this makes me think they may
Well,
have
he
broken
said
up.
Something that now I'm questioning, and Jasmine questioned in the previous. Gina said, I did love you.
Past tense.
That's past tense.
But I don't see you trying to fix things.
I think if he said, I loved you, like accidental past tense.
Yeah.
Maybe. But when you say, I did love you, like you exaggerate
yeah.
what you're trying to say. Like, I only use when I say I did something, like when I really want to make sure that people hear me, like people hear the past tense. That's what I'm trying to like say.
Yeah. They, I mean, they have such toxic fights all the time.
Oh, it's so toxic.
And then they come back from it. So who knows? But at this point, Jasmine's like, I'm just going to leave so you can masturbate.
He probably did.
Maybe. Thinking about that.
He took a video of the bald eagle.
Yeah, exactly. All right, one more.
One more. I don't like Ashley and Manuel, but this was the first real conversation they've ever had.
This is how they get you. This is how 90 Day gets you. They give you 16 episodes of BS, so you start to get angry and say things, and then they give you one segment of real emotion. You're like, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I had it all wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's the morning after all the nasty fights. Rico Suave slept with Ashley instead of Manuel.
Uh-huh.
But Manuel comes in and wants to have a conversation.
Yeah, he's like, when I was in New York, I didn't send money to anyone. And she's like, well, you were talking to your ex. He's like, of course. We talk like once a month. We need to. We have kids together.
And Ashley was like, well, and that's fine. I get it. But you lied to me about it. And yeah. Manuel, you guys, he apologized.
Yeah. And then, which I'm still not going to totally forgive anyone's actions here, but he starts explaining the money.
Which, okay, I still don't understand the $1,000 because he says, about the money, the $1,000 you gave me, I put into savings for us. So you take your wife's money to put it into your savings?
Yeah, because
it makes zero sense.
She's going to blow it all on dumb iced coffee, Teresa.
Well, it almost like, I think he did do it, but I think he put into his savings in case he needs to leave or something. He has some money. Like, I would never ask you, like, hey, John, can you give me a grand so I can help my family in check and then tell you I put into my savings for us? Like, that's the most ridiculous thing ever.
But if she is terrible with money, which I'm not saying she is, I don't know. You're allowed to buy iced coffees. So I don't think that's being bad with money. But if you were terrible with money and I was worried about us as a family, maybe I would be like, hey, give me some cash. And then I would just stash it aside because I know you're irresponsible.
True.
Like, if that's true, if he did that, I think it's bad because more important than money in a relationship, I think, is trust and communication. Mm-hmm. And this erodes that. But if he really did stash aside some money for them, then it's not as bad as the alternative.
Well, then, okay, he stashed the $1,000 for them. And he said, well, you know, my mom, she hurt her arm. She needs an IV. And Ashley's like, is that what the $300 were for? And yes. Manuel's like, yes. And she's like, we're sending it. Why doesn't he send it from the $1,000 he has already stashed in his savings? You're going to have $700 left.
Or why not just say from the start, hey, my mom has a medical issue and she needs $300.
Yeah. And Ashley, they're both getting very emotional. And Ashley's like, you see, when you're honest with me and we're being truthful, we can keep moving forward. It's like, yes, no shit. But it's like, the whole money explanation is still shady.
It's still a little shady. And his reason was like, well, I don't want to upset you, so that's why I do what I do. I'm like, she gets upset because you're being shady. She gets upset because you're not telling her the whole story.
Yeah.
She's not upset because you're asking for $300.
Yeah.
She's upset because you're not telling her why you need $300. And so, of course, you just go and you assume the worst.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they both get emotional. And Ashley's like, I want to help you. Your family is my family. I'm going to help them too. But like, let's tell each other the truth moving forward. And they hug it out or bang it out. Which, okay, cool. You, on the next episode, you're going to get into another nasty fight over money. Like, I can already feel it.
Of course. This is the pattern for them.
Yeah.
Well, that's the episode.
That's the episode.
What an episode.
What an episode. It was great.
Yeah. We're loving this season. We're loving the other way too.
Yes.
If you guys want to hear our thoughts on that, join us on the Patreon or Supercast starting at the Cousins Club level.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.Supercast.com.
Yes.
It's ad-free. There's a special Patreon chat. It's fun. We love it. So check it out if you want to hear our thoughts on The Other Way. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. That's where you can call in. It's our direct line. Share your thoughts. Let us know what you think. If you have any by the ways, well, I love a little help once in a while.
Yeah. Thank you guys for sending those.
Send them over there at Married to Reality Pod on Instagram. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. So easy to do. Look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the above mentioned bald eagle costume, because
so hot.
It deserves a second shout out.
Yeah. I mean, if she didn't win the pageant, she's at least winning this podcast.
For sure. Real quick thought. Jasmine is not going to win the pageant, because if she won, I would not buy that it's real. But true. I believe she's going to win something, because we saw the previews. She has a crown on her.
I mean, everyone probably gets a participation trophy. You have to pay to enter.
If she won the whole thing, I would be like, her costume wasn't even as impressive as the eagle.
Right.
We'll see.
That's your thought?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. All right. And last but not least, if you haven't left the review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for a little love. Mm-hmm. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we will read it on this podcast for the world to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I've said it all.
I said it all.
Sure have. Means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.